Okay, thanks. So today we will talk about finite difference methods for hyperbolic differential equation. We shall consider a very simple transport equation, which is for x belong to the real number and for t is positive, where the velocity A is different from zero, because if A is zero, then we get a very trivial equation. So we shall consider the problem on a half plane. So X take answer both negative and positive value, but t only take positive value. So for this equation, to make sure that the equation has a unique solution, we need the initial condition, which is the value of u at t is zero will be equal to some given function. For every x, we know from exercise 10.1 that the solution of this equation will be constant. Then u is constant along the curve. At plus c t, where c is arbitrary constant. So if, for example, we have this curve, because c can be changed, so we have a lot of curve. And we know that if you solve the differential equation here, then you will be constant along all of the curve, a family of infinitely curve, because we have infinitely c, constant c here. And then if we take into account the initial condition here, so for example, we need to define the value of u at xt at this point. So by this condition, and because u is constant, we know that the constant of u at this point should be equal to the function of u at this point. And at this point, we know the value, because the value at this point is just the value of u zero. So basically, we have and we need to define the position here. So we see that, for example, here So if this is T, then this is A T, something like that. So this should be X minus A T. And this is the exact solution of the system 1 and 2. And today we will talk about the numerical solution of the system 1 and 2. So to find the numerical solution, we also do the very useful routine, which is the derisitization of the axis. And then we will create the parallel lines that cross the derisitized point. And then our goal is to find some function, some value uij, which is a good approximation of the exact solution as xj di, where xj and ti is defined by J belong to sex, and so let's see, X rich and T rich, I tau, I belong to natural number, where H and tau is positive response. So notice that because x belongs to the real number, so the response of x takes also negative and positive value. So we have the response, and then we will try to approximate the derivative. So we self approximate by so this is this con forward time. And for the x derivative, we say approximate it by three different ways. So first forward space. And then backwards pay. And finally, center space. And then after that, we can compile the approximation of t and of the derivative with respect to t and the derivative with respect to x to get three different numerical streams. So the first one is forward time. Backwards space. Forward space. So we usually call this f t f x, and this is u x t plus tau minus u x t over tau. And then equal to minus a u x plus h t u x t x. So from this equation, and we can get the equation on the rich point, which is u I plus 1 j minus uij over tau is equal to a of uij plus 1 minus uij over h. And then u as I plus 1 j can be calculated by uij minus a tau over h uij plus 1 minus uij. Similarly, we get the formulation of forward time and backward space. Which is ui plus 1j is uij minus a tau h. Uij minus uij minus 1. And then we also have forward time, center space. Which is ui plus 1j is equal to uij minus a tau over h 1/2 uij plus 1 minus uij minus 1. And we also have some other numerical streams. For example, if we use center time, we call that a leapfrog. If we use center time, and center space. So the formula is ui plus 1 j is equal to ui minus 1 j minus a del h ui j plus 1 minus ui j minus 1. Another one is Lac-Friedrich. So the idea of Lac-Friedrich is that we replace uij in the forward time center space by one half of uij plus 1 minus uij minus 1 in forward time center space, and then we get ui plus 1 j is 1 half ui j plus 1 plus, sorry, this is plus ui j minus 1 minus a tau over h 1 half ui j plus 1 minus ui j minus 1. And we still have many other different numerical streams, for example, a thing like Van Roff. But today we only focus on the first three methods, which is forward time, forward space, forward time, backward space, and forward time, center space. So first, we said try to change this formula into a language of matrix so that MATLAB can understand and solve easily. So to write out this in a matrix formula, first we need to define a vector u that contains all of the value uij here. So we define u as the infinity length vector ui minus j minus 1 uij plus 1 and so on. So the I will be fixed and the j will run on over 6. So if we did
ui minus j.
Yes. So if we define ui this way, we can change this equation into the matrix formula as following. So forward time, forward space, ui is equal to ui plus 1 is equal to ui minus a tau over h, and then the matrix lh, where lh is defined by, because this is so the coefficient of u of j plus 1 is 1 and the coefficient of uij is minus 1, so we will have this is minus 1 and this is 1, so this is the coefficient with respect to U I J, and this is the coefficient with respect to U I J plus 1, and then and so on. So and notice that this is infinite column matrix, and here is infinite length vector. Very similarly, the forward time backward space and forward time center space, we can use the same formula, but the LH will be different. So the LH of forward time backward space is 1 and then minus 1, 1. Minus 1, 1. This is also infinitely rows and infinite columns. And the matrix for forward time center space is here 1/2. Outside, and then 0, 0, 1, 0, 1, and then minus 1, 0, 1. So this also infinite rows and infinite column matrix. And now I would like to write out in a vector in a formulation of U and then A of UI. Something like this. So I will define the matrix A, which is identity matrix minus A tau H LH. So the formula for the three methods, forward time, forward space, forward times, backward space, and forward time, center space, now becomes UI plus 1 is equal to AH UI. So with this formula and with the starting value at U0 is U0 X I XJ J belong to Z. This is a given function. We can put this and this in MATLAB to get the value of ui plus 1 as every I. So we get ui for every I belong to n. Remember that the value ah will be different for each method. So ah of forward terms. So ah has a form 0 alpha 1 minus 1 alpha 0 alpha 1. Alpha 1, alpha 0, alpha -1. This is also infinite rows, infinite columns matrix. And alpha 1, alpha 0, alpha -1 will be different for each method. So for forward time, forward space, alpha 1 will be minus, where gamma is tau over h. Alpha 0 is 1 plus gamma a. Alpha minus 1 is 0. Forward time, backward space. Alpha 1 is 0, alpha 0 is 1 minus gamma a, alpha minus 1 is gamma a, and forward times central space, we have alpha 1 is minus gamma a over 2, gamma 0 is 1, and gamma minus 1 is gamma a over 2. So as every response, we can get a value u I j. So the problem is, if the value u I j here is a good approximation of the exact solution as the response h j t t I. So we will consider this in the conversion analysis. So the main idea of conversion analysis is to answer the question that uij derived from is a good approximation of the exact solution HATI. So to answer this question, we need to find some conversion. So we need to check that if tau and H go to zero, then UIJ will convert to the exact solution at HJTI in some appropriate extent. So to say something about conversion, we first need a norm and a vector space that contain the value. So remember that yesterday the UI is just a vector in Rn, and the matrix Rh is just a vector in Rn square, Rn times n. So the vector space is actually the Euclidean space Rn and Rn times n. But now UA is a vector which infinity length, so infinite length vector. So UA here doesn't belong to any finite dimension Euclidean space. And we need to define an infinite dimension space which contains UI, a very natural space is the L infinity space. So this space is defined by on of infinite length vector such that the supremum of the absolute value of each element will be bounded from above. And if we consider this vector space, actually this is a Banach space, then we can use the induced norm, which is if V is Vj, J belong to Z, belong to the space L infinity, then the norm of V can be just this value. And for the norm of the matrix, AH, we can understand that the matrix AH will be a linear bounded map from the space LZ to LZ. Linear. and bounded. So the norm of AH can be defined by supremum of on V belong to L infinity set, and the norm of V is not zero, and then AHV so here we use, here it's just the vector with infinite length, and here also vector of infinite length, and here so we can use. So for this one we can use this definition, and for also for this one we use this definition. Okay, so now we have the norm and a vector space that contain all of the value. So one can show that if the initial condition U0x is bounded, then Ui belong to defined by belong to the space L infinity checks. This is not difficult to prove, but I will just keep the proof and just use this fact to make sure that all of the value ui and u and the exact value, exact solution belong to that space, so that I can prove the conversion. Okay, maybe we can take a break of 5 minutes, and then after we go back, we will prove the conversion of the numerical solution to the exact solution. Dilemma. You can take a look at the definition 2.18 and remark 2.19 in the lecture note. So in the consistency lemma, we prove that for the forward time, forward space, forward times, backward space, and forward time, center space, it turns that you had I plus 1 minus AH, you had I in the infinity norm is bounded from above by C at tau, where for every I belong to n where u hat I is defined by the infinite vector of the exact solution. So xj di j belong to z. So we know from this fact that u hat belong to the space L infinity when the initial data is u0 x equality. So from now on, we only concentrate on the case that u0 x equality. So here we said that the three methods have consistency order one. Remember that with the linear one-step linear methods, or maybe the Runge-Kutta methods, if you have this inequality, then the consistency order should be one, minus one. So this should be zero. But actually here, tau will be gamma h. So there is another h hit is hidden in tau. So here, the power of h is 1, and the consistency is still 1. OK, I will prove this lemma. I will prove this lemma only for the forward time, forward space, because the other two methods are the same. So proof forward time forward space. So by definition, we have u hat I plus 1 minus a h u hat I is the supremum of j belong to z. U of x I plus 1 d j d I plus 1 minus u x j di minus tau over h a u of x j plus 1 di minus u of x j di. By the Taylor formula, we have u of xj di plus 1 minus u of xj di is equal to tau. Then the derivative of u t j di plus o tau square, and then u of xj plus 1 di minus u of xj di is h of derivative of u at xj di plus O h square. So for every j belong to z, we have, I call this I No. M. We have M is equal to tau of U del D xj di plus O tau square plus tau HA U del X XJ DI plus O X square. And because U is the exact solution, so this part can be cancelled with this part. And then we get O tau square plus O tau H. And because tau is gamma H, so in the end we get O tau H. Because this is true for every J, so it means that the supremum will be less than some constant term tau H. And this is the lemma. And for forward time, backward space, and forward time, center space, you can prove in a very similar manner. So this means that all of the three methods is consistent and has the consistency one, consistency other one. So then we can discuss about the stability of the method. Stability lemma. You can compare with the definition 2.20 and theorem 2.22 in the lecture note. So the stability lemma says that if A is positive and A tau H less than 1, then the forward time backward space has A H less than 1. It means that this is stable. And if A is negative and minus A tau H less than 1, then the forward space is stable. That's A H less than 1. And the forward time center space is conditionally unstable. This means that this is unstable for every A, every tau, and every H.
Yes.
Even if it's a central space, because yes. In the other differential equations, it was always the best one, but now it's the worst.
Yes.
So first of all, I think I still have some time to discuss about how can I get this condition. So to get this condition, I use the so-called Coulomb-Friedrich-Levy condition. For shock CFL condition. So we see that, for example, if I discuss about forward time and forward space, you see that if I would like to know the value of U, x1, t2. So from the formula of the forward time, forward space, which is ui plus 1 j is equal to uij minus tau h a uij plus 1 minus uij. So to get the value of ui plus 1j, I need the value of uij and uij plus 1. So if I need to find the value of ux1, t2, first I need the value of ux1, t1, and then I need also the value of u x2, t1. So I need two values. And then because this is not the initial value, and we do not know the value here and here, so we still need one more. So to know, to get the value here, I need the value here and here, which is u of x1, t0, and u of x2, t0. And to get the value here, I need the value here and here. And because we know the value on this line, so this and this and this are known, so we're done. So in general, to get the value of xj di, I need the value of u xj d0 u xj plus 1 d0 up to u xj plus I t0. So the value of uxj will be depend on the value of this interval. So basically the value of uxj di will depend on the value of 0, 0x. This is the initial function, initial data, when h belong to xj, belong to the interval xj and xj plus 1, xj plus I. And then, on the other hand, we know that the exact solution of the transport equation will be constant on along some line. For example, this line. And basically, the value of these points only depends on the value of this. So the value of the exact solution at this point is actually depend only on the value here of u0. So if the point here stay outside the interval here, then if you change u0 at this point, then the exact solution will be changed, but the numerical solution will be unchanged because this point stay outside this interval here. So this means that it will be unstable. It's clear? Okay. So we know that the numerical solution at this point will be depend on the value of the initial function on this interval. But we know that the exact solution is constant along some curve that cut the initial function at some point. And if this point stay outside this interval, then if you change the value of the initial function at this point, then the exact solution will be changed. But the numerical solution stay the same. So this means unstable. So this means that I will write down more careful. So, on the other hand, the exact solution at xjdi only depends on u0 at x minus at xj minus ati. So the numerical stream is stable so we need that this point So we need this point belong to this interval. So this means that xj less than or equal to xj minus ati less than or equal to xj plus I. And this means that So this means that xj less than xj minus ai tau less than xj plus ix. So I can remove the xj to get 0 less than minus ai tau less than ih, because a is positive, so I can remove I also. So this means that minus a should be positive and minus a tau over h should be less than 1. And this is the condition. Here, because I said that a is not zero, so here I require that a is negative and this is less than 1. And you can do the same to get this condition for the forward time backward space. However, if you use this idea for the forward time central space, but same idea for forward time central space, we will have some condition like absolute value of a tau h is less than 1. But actually this is unstable. And the reason that this method is unstable, you can find from the von Neumann stability analysis. So basically, the first two conditions here is from the Courant-Friedrich-Levy condition. And the reason for this is from, you can get from von Neumann analysis. Because we don't have much time now, so I will skip this argument. So just remember that this method is unstable. So I will try to prove the stability lemma and then the convolution theorem to finish the lecture today. So, proof. Okay.
How much information you got that A has to be smaller or equal than 0?
Mm-hmm.
But there we have written that it has to be smaller, but may not be equal to 0.
Yeah, because I require at the beginning that A is not 0. Otherwise, we get a trivial equation.
Okay,
so proof. So the case that A is positive, you can see in the lecture. So now I prove for A is negative. Where is it? So to prove that the norm of this matrix is less than 1, I will use a definition of this matrix, which is So if I want this is less than 1, I will prove that. For every free belong to the L infinity space such that the norm of V is not 0, then AHV infinity is less than or equal to the norm of V. So because V belongs to L infinity, we can assume that V is Vj, where J belongs to Z. Then the J components of A, V, is 1 plus gamma A Vj minus gamma A Vj plus 1. So remember that here A is negative, so I can divide A theta is minus A to get 1 minus gamma A theta Vj plus gamma A theta Vj plus 1. So this is positive and this also positive because this condition. So this is actually the interpolation point between Vj and Vj plus 1. So this point is something around here, some point around here. So this means that the value of this point should be less than the maximum value of Vj and Vj plus 1 because it's just in between. So we know that 1 minus V gamma J theta Vj plus gamma A theta Vj plus 1 is less than the supremum of, so less than V, the maximum of Vj plus 1 and greater than the minimum of Vj plus 1. And this and the maximum of Vj plus 1 will be less than the supremum of on Vj, where Vj belongs to Z, and this is greater than the infimum of on Vj prime, J prime belongs to Z. So this means that the J components of AHV less than the supremum of VJC belong to Z and greater than the infimum of Vj prime, J prime belong to Z. So by definition, the supremum of A, because this is true for every J belong to Z, So by definition, the supremum of IHV J belong to sex can be bounded from above by the supremum of V J prime belong to sex and less than the infimum of V J prime belong to Z. And this actually means that this actually means that the infinity norm of Vj is greater than the infinity norm of AHV. And we are done. Any question? Great. So, remark. Because the J components of AHV is actually the components of UAJ. So, because AHV J components is actually UI plus 1 J. So by the same proof we have the infimum of UI J prime belong to sex less than UI plus 1 J and less than the supremum of J prime sex UI J prime for every J belong to sex. And by induction, we get the infimum of U0 J prime belong to sex is less than UI plus 1 J. Less than the supremum of J prime belong to sex U0 J prime. And this is actually the restricted version of the maximum principle, because this said that the maximum principle will not stay inside the pond, which is not on the boundary here. So this is the discrete version of the maximum principle. Okay, now we can prove the conversion theorem. Any question? Great. So now we can prove the conversion theorem. You can compare this with the theorem 2.21 in the lecture note. So we can u hat I is the sequence of the exact solution. And we call ui is defined by ah ui minus 1, where the initial value is u0 j. So this is the numerical solution. So we can prove that if a is negative and minus a tau over h less than 1, then for every ti less than some bit d, the forward time forward space converse. It means that we can bound the difference between the exact solution and the numerical solution by some constant time h. And so this means that this converts to zero when h goes to zero. And if a is positive and a tau h less than 1, then for every t less than some bit t, we have the forward time backward space converse. This means that ui minus ui hat less than CTH. C here is a constant from the stability lemma. From the consistency lemma. And because the forward time and central space is not stable, so I will not discuss about it. So proof. So we consider the first case, which is a is negative and minus a tau h is less than 1, and the matrix is forward time forward space. So because we would like to prove that it's correct for every ti less than bit d, so I can prove by induction. So when j is 0, we know that the numerical solution is exactly the exact solution. So the norm, the error norm is 0. so statement not true. Then we can assume that statement not true. When I is 1, 2, and up to k. Where tk plus 1 still less than t. So for I is k plus 1, we would like to check the statement. So we know that in this case, the error norm can be written as uk hat minus, because this is a numerical solution, so we can divide it by ah uk. And then this is equal to u hat k plus 1 minus ah u hat k plus ah u hat k minus ah uk. This will less than u hat k plus 1 minus ah uk infinity plus ah infinity time uk minus u hat k. This is a consistency lemma. This is the stability lemma. So at the end, we get CH tau plus u hat k minus uk infinity. And then we apply this again. So we apply this one here with uk. So we have, this is ch tau plus ch tau plus the norm of u hat k minus 1 minus uk minus 1. And then by induction, and apply this many times to get that k plus 1 ch tau. And because t k plus 1 less than t, so this means that k plus 1 tau less than t. So this means k plus 1 here can be t over tau and then ch tau. So finally we get cth. And this ends the proof, where c is a constant in the consistency lemma. Any question? All right. So the, because I don't have time, so the proof for the other case, when a is positive, you can do it alone by yourself at home, I think so. And finally, we see that by the conversion theorem, we see that if A is positive, then we should use the forward time and forward space schemes. And if A is negative, then we should use the forward time and backward space